Friends of Penobscot Bay. Senator Johnson, I'm really glad to hear that the committee's taking the dredge issue very seriously. If I don't know if you were at the Bangor meeting, but there was a great deal of concern about the Corps perhaps being a little more cavalier about the waste issues than they should be, and regrettably there's a bit of history of that. Now, there is one way that certainly the Department of Marine Resources and also their oversight committee ought to be involved in this, and will be involved, really, and that is that the department has an environmental coordinator. Right now it's Dennis Nault, who's wearing several hats because the previous coordinator was around a long time, moved on. But he's going to be under tremendous pressure from all sides there to determine whether, he has to say whether or not this is going to harm marine resources and those that use them. Fishermen specifically are pointed out in his enabling regs there. But there's going to be a lot of pressure, and really the main thing is that I hope that the committee can make sure that the department is sort of immune to that pressure and just takes a fair look. Because as you know, and certainly as Representative Kruger said, there when you're pitting several interests against each other and everybody's right, it's very hard to just stand up for what's true as opposed to what's right. And I hope that that's all we want to get is the true facts about what's dangerous in those sediments and whether they will, as you said, put the land filled when necessary and so on. Thank you very much for that.
I would say that there's no way that we can insulate the department from pressures. But I would also say that the department is very concerned about properly protecting our resources as well. And I fully expect them to deal with this in good faith and look out for it. I haven't said it yet, but I will right now. I am very impressed with the work of the department and the commissioner in how they view the importance of our resources and properly being custodians of that for the people of the state of Maine. I'm also very impressed with the level of communication on what's going on and what they are considering, what they're trying to do between this department and our commissioner and all of our fisheries. Mm-hmm. So it's been a pleasure to work with the minister.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Yes, righto.
Ron brought a few points. I just want to make sure it's clear to the committee and to those in the audience who are following the dredging project. It is true, we at long time had a full-time staff person that did environmental permit reviews. That person had to be laid off because of lack of funding in the line items that were funding him over the last 7 or 8 years. So we have one person doing it. He does have other duties within the department, but on issues like this, when you have such a large issue, dealing with a permit for a small dock in a harbor is one thing, Ron, he deals with those things separately. But on these larger issues, the permit review are completed by Dr. Linda Mercer, Cole Cano becomes heavily involved in our science. It's a broad array of our science staff, not falling on one individual. They become an all hands on deck. Related to the dredging project, DEP has authority under Clean Water to do a thorough review of the permit. When their permit, when a permit is finally submitted to DEP dealing with clean water, the department then has authority to hold public hearings associated with the fishing industry to ensure that we not only deal with the science side, but understand what the input is from the fishery itself, the fisherman himself. So we will be doing that. The law is specific. It says that five fishermen have to petition us, or the commissioner can waive it. This issue came to me months and months ago. We knew it was coming, and at that time, I directed staff to plan on holding a public hearing as soon as we're made aware of the permit being filed with DEP and that we have all the data for which we need to comment on. So the department will be doing that. We'll be holding the meeting likely in the Sierra Court, Bucksport area, depending on what type of facility we provide. So that'll be coming up again as soon as permits are applied for through DEP.
Thank you.
All right.